Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has wrought salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness has he openly showed in the sight of the nations. He's remembered his mercy and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy. Yea, sing praises. Sing praises unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of melody, with the trumpet and the sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. This is a celebration. Sing the new song, it says. Clap and sing with joy. This psalm is not to encourage the faint-hearted. This is for those who have been encouraged, for those of us who are on top of the world and are excited because of what our God did. Why? For he has done marvelous things. It's a psalm about strong salvation, about salvation made known, righteousness openly out there for all to see, the great power of God. He remembered mercy and faithfulness toward his people. Even today, we tell stories and make movies about these sorts of things, disaster movies and the salvation, those who are saved out of a terrible moment. We have stories of rescue and of fidelity, of miraculous outcomes, and we go back to these stories and we celebrate the great things that we have survived. And so too, these stories of God's marvelous works bring us to sing out loud. The very floods in the hills join in to sing too. And what is it at the end of the psalm, the triumphant height? Yes, there is his salvation and his righteousness and his faithfulness that he remembered towards his people, and he saves his people. And then at the close of the psalm, we are excited about his judgment, which will be righteous and with equity. And it strikes me more and more that this is something that I need to make closer to my heart, to see the value and to appreciate judgment with equity. Let's read it again. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have wrought salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness has he openly showed in the sight of the nations. He's remembered his mercy and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy. Yea, sing praises. Sing praises unto the Lord with the harp, and with the harp of the voice of melody, with the trumpet and the sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord. For he comes to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. The waters of the world want to worship in song. Do you? Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.